Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by the injury attorneys Frankel & Frankel. If you have been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, the 940. This is from J-Met. Sounds like Corey's saying the Mavs might win out. J-Met, you know I didn't say that.
Oh.
All right. You know I didn't say that.
That's what I heard.
I would love to see that. Somebody also texted and said, had to turn y'all off 2-2 after a Mavs win.
And my bad.
I have no clue what we said that was negative.
Must be a Daniel Gafford stan. Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
I love Daniel Gafford. Dude, you and I saw him together.
Yeah.
When we were at dinner at Nick and Sam's, we looked over and we were like, look at that tracksuit.
Yeah, whenever he first got traded here, you could tell like he had no nice clothes ready or anything because he had just gotten here that week. So he was in like a Nike tracksuit, and it's hard not to notice a 7-foot-tall person walking into a steakhouse.
Wearing all gold, a gold tracksuit.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were here whenever we interviewed him and asked him about it. And he was like, oh, that's one of my buddy's lines. So I wear it all the time. And it does look, I was like, dude, it looks so good.
Shameless plug.
How did you get, how does he have enough material to cover your tall body, though? And he was like, I don't have no clue. And that was the moment that I was like, I think Daniel Gafford's one of my dudes. I like him a lot. I love the play.
Fair question.
So I really appreciate that. That was a really awesome night. Mike goes, I remember sitting there and Mike goes, man, that guy's tall. And I went, Mike, that's Daniel Gafford. And he was like, oh my gosh, it is.
That was so fun.
I was like, who's the better Mavs fan now, Mike?
Yeah, I was like, I want to go to Nick and Sam's all the time. Like, what's the celebrity cameo I'm going to see every time I'm here now?
Yeah. And my understanding is that is always the case and always will be. Because it's one of those places, too, whenever people come into town, they're usually staying in that Dallas area. They're like, where do I eat? And people are always, like, delivering that, especially these pro athletes, because they take care of them. You know, they make sure that it's a very intimate area, very intimate space.
And lights.
And, dude, that food was worth it.
It was very
fantastic.
Worth it. Al Michaels would vouch for it, too. He has numerous times on the national broadcast over the years.
And, by the way, so we did get a winner for our dinner at Knife. So we're going to have to set up a time and then in this month to go eat with her. It's going to be awesome. So be prepared for
I'm
that.
I'm excited.
I know you are.
I've never been.
You love some steak, though.
I do.
And we'll get some of that.
Yeah.
After the loss on Sunday, a lot of people had questions, and Tyler Smith, he announced that Tyler Smith would move from left guard to left tackle for the remainder of the season. Now, everybody's kind of been like, what is this? What does this mean? We asked Steven about it. Said, hey, what's going on here? Steven was like, hey, he's going to play for the rest of the year. But he's the left guard going forward, right? And Steven said, well, we'll take a look into that. So I know Duke Manyweather, Andrew Whitworth, plenty of people have these opinions on it. And I'm sure Tyler Smith has feelings too, and we'll get into those in just a second. But everybody's kind of like, well, and I love watching the Twitter fights back and forth between us fans. Because us fans are like, well, this guy is clearly this great at left guard. Why would you change it? Broadus has been adamant about this for years. The Joneses have convinced us that up the middle, those three guys in the middle are more important than your tackles.
Yeah.
Well, we've seen how poor tackle play can affect Dak this year. We've seen him multiple times where you're like, man, if Dak had just had just another tick of a second, he would have been able to get that one off, and that would have been a touchdown to George Pickens or whatever it is. Well, on Tuesday, Tyler Smith was asked if he had a preference between the two positions on the field. Here's the quote. I'm an all-pro guard, bro. I love this dude. If you've never heard Tyler Smith talk, he's eloquent. He's thoughtful. He would be a dude that you would just love to sit down and hang out with. He said, I'm an all-pro guard, bro. That's the simple truth if we're just looking at stuff purely off facts. So we'll see what happens. We'll have those conversations when we have those conversations and kind of see where everybody's head is at. My mindset is going to be the same. The offseason, I was for sure I'd be playing guard, so I trained like a guard. I'm playing tackle, so it is what it is, which means I'm a guard playing tackle. This is just like, hey, they stretched him out to be a starter, or they stretched him out this year to be a relief pitcher. And now you got to do something completely different to get his body prepared for doing that. Same thing. His body is steps. Everything's a little bit different. We'll have those conversations when we have them. Not letting my mind get too far ahead. I know this is something we're doing for the rest of the season. In my mind, that's just what it is for the rest of the season. So he's saying I'm an all-pro guard. But he's open to it. And if there is, and I need to talk to Nick, if there truly is escalators in his contract that say if he swings, because this is evidently negotiated already, there were some escalators in his contract that said if he goes out to tackle, because you know the Cowboys have a tendency to talk about position flex, will you be paying him like a tackle or will you be paying him like a guard? So it sounds like after this offseason, he's going to be like, look, was I good enough to play the position? Am I good enough to play the position? Let's have that conversation with the owner. And if the owner wants to do that, then we'll go ahead and hit those escalators and turn those on, and we'll move forward with it. But he said it's been a while. It's familiar territory for sure. The biggest things for me are the technical aspects. Even this week, it's in away games, so we might have some cadence variations and all those things. So, yeah, man, there's little things for every job. Alec is usually on the other side of this window.
That's right.
And then he comes in here and sits on this side, and now there's new things that you, A, don't have to do, but other things that you do have to do. And so it's just making sure that you get all those down.
So one thing that interests me, and I still don't know what the true answer is here. I know Nick Eatman said the thing about the contract escalators. Clarence Hill said yesterday that there is no clause
interesting
in his contract, and he said it's actually against the CBA. To do that.
Interesting.
So if that does exist, that's trouble. So I don't know if that's true or not, but maybe somewhere down the road, I know Bobby kind of posed this with us yesterday at Freebirds, is he said if those conversations came up at all during the contract negotiation, whether or not it's in the contract or not, if that was spoken of when they were talking like, hey, we might need him to play left tackle at some point. That's an indictment on what you have now and what you think your ability to do at that position is going forward. But it also signals that they probably plan on moving him full time at some point. It's just a matter of when. I wholeheartedly disagree with it because, like you said, whenever you ask somebody to completely change their routine and the way that you go about your prep is different, the way that you
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Who actually play the position is different because whenever you think about, let's just try to put it in terms of if I asked you to write left-handed for the rest of the show, you couldn't do it.
That'd screw up everything. You
know, but if I gave you the amount of time that you have in training camp, you know, if I gave you a month and I said, do it every day. Just get it to where you can write 2 sentences. You could figure it out, you know, because you had time. So one, we're rushing him into this, and he's a Pro Bowler this year at the guard position, which I know it's a voting system. But two, he's an All-Pro, which is that's what really matters when it comes to grading these people out and telling how really good they are. Is he's an All-Pro, and the league respects him at that position as one of the best. And if you look at some of the metrics this year, he's one of the best run blockers in football, and I think that's because he is playing the interior, which I think the interior is the most important offensive line area for this scheme that Brian Schottenheimer and Clayton Adams are running when it comes to the run game. You're seeing a lot of inside zone from Javonte Williams and a lot of trap blocking and stuff like that where he's being asked to move away from his run blocking set. He's having to flip. He's having to swing. So he's used to doing a lot of things that only guards are asked to do. But then when you think about the actual X's and O's of it, tackle versus guard is so different because guard, you have one person on either side of you to hopefully pick up your slack if something goes wrong. And it's very much facing the guy in front of you or facing the guy that if they stunt and they switch, whatever guy ends up right in front of you and putting their arms out towards you, that's who you block.
You can be pretty square the whole time.
Exactly. Yeah. You can keep your shoulders square. You can keep your feet square and try to win a power game. Whenever you're playing the outside at the tackle position, you're being asked to guess a lot. It's a lot more of a mental chess match that's going on because usually you're going against a better athlete on the edge. So somebody that's quicker, maybe not as strong as a defensive tackle, but they have more in their arsenal to beat you. I know it's an extreme example, but think about Myles Garrett. He can beat you with power. He can beat you with finesse. He can literally just run you over if he wants. Yeah. There are multiple players in the NFL that have more than one pass rush move or run block shedding move, a swim move, a chop, something. You're having to guess, are they going inside? Are they going outside? Are they going to use power? Are they going to bull rush? Or are they going to try to swat the hands? Are they going to swim? Are they going to finesse? You have to think about all of those things as soon as the ball is snapped, and you have to make a decision. And that's where the Nate Thomas experiment went wrong, was because he was guessing and completely missing
on some off with Dak, too. And that's the conversation, too, is Dak sees something and says, this is the protection that's supposed to be there. did the tackle get it right as well? And Nate Thomas and Dak weren't on the same page on a couple of those. I mean, you've seen them a couple of different times where it really has affected things. And also at the tackle position, you're going lateral and vertical at the same time a lot of times and hoping that the power rush that's coming at you, you're not off balance. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that he's going to have to learn. I'm very interested to see if he wants to make that switch. The Cowboys did this with Zach Martin and Larry Allen their entire careers. Will they, won't they? And ultimately they decided, hey, we really like him at that spot. We really like him being there. And it sounds like he likes being in that spot too because he knows what he is there. I'm going to make my career. I might be a Hall of Fame left guard if I, you know, continue things on and this team, if they were able to, you know, go be famous again in other ways. Those are some things there, but we'll see how things go forward. Right now, I think as a Cowboys fan, just enjoy watching his process of relearning the left tackle position at this level. Alec, if you were going to put your radio career on hold,
oh no,
and go pursue something else, what do you think it would be?
That's a tough question. Something that makes a good chunk of money because it would have to entice me to leave.
Yeah. My son would want to be a Pokemon card designer.
That would be awesome.
He loves that a lot.
You know what? I think I would go into some sort of creative writing.
Okay.
Whether it's like script writing and like producing for like animated shows and films and being a writer, or maybe a comedy writer, you know, like on SNL or something. Like, I've always loved creative writing. So I think I would still be in the entertainment space. But if I was away from the bright lights, it would be writing.
When I was in North Texas, I would every morning I would walk through to my journalism class and I would hear the TV and movie writing group in their class, like doing their stuff, doing their skits. And I was just like, damn, I'm so jealous. I should have done that. That's what I should have done. Little did I know AI was going to take over, and the Hollywood executives would be like, why would we even pay writers anymore? But it sounds like so much fun to come in every day and just be like, all right, let's just crack jokes. Fortunately, we get to do this on this show, too. But Ben Simmons is angling for success in pro fishing, ladies and gentlemen.
I hate that.
He's working on getting healthy and having a comeback in basketball, but he said, you know what? I'm putting that on hold as he now wants to be a pro fisherman. 877-881-1053. What would you do if you decided, you know what? I'm putting my career on hold to go out there and do something else from the 972 hand model because you have a face for radio. Okay. I didn't know you were taking shots at us here, all right? I thought you were going to be a hand model is what I was thinking there. I don't know if I have sexy enough hands. My wife says I have nice hands, so I appreciate that on her part.
Oh, that's
but I don't
nice.
Know if you have to have sexy hands to be a hand model. Or, like, if you have a scar, can you be a hand model? Is that how it works? No scars?
Hey, we have to be equal opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like, if anything, you're going to get more attention for standing out a little bit. And then it's going to ask the question, what happened?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to ask about the backstory? And then you become a character based off of your hand.
Like Cindy Crawford's face mole. You know, maybe it's a beauty mark on you, the scars that you have. And what makes a pretty hand? What makes an attractive hand to people out there? That's a good question. For soft hands?
Yeah. You
can't see if they're soft on a picture,
though.
Sure,
you can tell if they're well moisturized.
You're probably a little dryness you're going to see.
Use your lotion,
yeah.
Kevin Durant.
I love the idea. Like, if Ben Simmons loves fishing, though, I love this idea. Man, Broadus is always talking about it. I'm just trying to get to the lake. And because he wants to, that's what he wants to do. When he's done with radio and he's done with all this, he wants to fish. I get that, dude. I spent just hours with my grandfather fishing at Lake Ray Hubbard, all over DFW. I went fishing everywhere with him. And it's, for me, I love that. I know some people are like, this is boring and stupid. What are we doing on this lake? I'm going to throw up. I get it. I understand that for those people. From the 817, Sean's hands are too small to be a model. This is true. From the 321, people with nasty feet aren't feet models. Okay, that's a good point there.
Valid.
And yeah, if all those corns you got growing on there, you can make a salad with all that, I totally understand. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, we got a little game for you. We're going to play some Christmas this or that, but also the Pirates really have been the worst. Baseball Nuggets next on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.